Noida-based Nivesh.com, a distributor of mutual fund products, has raised $600,000, 4.3 crore rupees at current exchange rate, funding led by Pune-based existing investor Windrose Capital. Nivesh.com, owned and operated by Providential Advisory Services Private Limited, said in a statement it will use the funds it has raised to expand to new geographies and increase its customer base in existing markets. The funds will also be used to enhance the startup and SQO's technological infrastructure and recruit talent. And LTQO, the repeat investment by Windrose Capital in our latest funding round is a validation of our model and a huge boost in our mission to take financial products to the masses, Andrew Quo, Nivesh.com founder Anurag Garg said. He added that Nivesh.com is growing at 200% annually. Windrose Capital managing partner Rohit Goyal said the firm was confident in its investment because Nivesh.com had built a and LTQO trustworthy ecosystem for first-time investors and RQO. Nivesh.com was founded in 2016, and says its platform is built to serve marginal investors from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities who have limited or no access to formal public financial markets. Small institutions and agents use its platform to facilitate mutual fund investments. And NBSP. In June last year, Nivesh.com raised seed funding of 3 crore, around $450,000, from online deal-making firm Let's Venture and a clutch of angel investors including then-Google India Managing Director Rajan Anandan and former Infosys Global Sales Head Behzad Pradhan. Before that, in 2017, the startup raised an angel round of funding from VC Circle founder Sahad PV, former head of investor relations at Infosys Sandeep Shroff and Right Global Info Solutions CEO Rahul Gupta. Windrose Capital was founded in 2014. It has been investing in digital-first early to mid-stage startups. It has made over a dozen other investments through its proprietary and private multifamily corpus. Some of its earlier investments include Idea Forge, Favesy, and Presily. In November this year, the Pune-based firm said that it had marked the initial close of its debut fund that seeks to invest up to $30 million, around 213 crore, in early-stage startups in the country. It expects to mark the final close of the fund by the end of the year, Goyal said at the time. Other digital-first investment platforms that have raised money in recent times include Grow, which in September this year raised $21.4 million, around 152.5 crore, in a Series B funding round led by Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm Ribbit Capital. That month, the United States-based investment firm Tiger Global Management invested $25 million, around 177.42 crore, in online stock brokerage Upstox.